It's time for Speed Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Lots of jokes today. Gene, the dancing machine in Freeport, thank you. Stan Fleming in Ellicott City, Maryland, sent us a joke. And Paul from the beautiful town of Dixon, Illinois, home of the world-class embezzler Rita Crundwell, who does not have a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. James Wing enjoying the splendor of Southwest Michigan. Shell and Aurora, Greg in Countryside, Rob Hacker in Burbank, and Scott Shilkuski in Spring Valley. And Christine Mary dropped something, sent us a joke. And Denny Pazina in Wakanda, Brad Champion in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, Al Wilson in Palatine. I got one from Jeff Schult, Maintenance Coatings Company, South Elgin. And the writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City. Tom Edson in Sheboygan, Wisconsin said, John, I thought of a great way to promote world peace. Give the leaders of all the countries a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. And then they'll come together and tell each other a joke, and laughter will bring out the best in people. See that at the United Nations, all of them sitting there with their little Daisy, the Dizzy Dapple Dachshund and mugs sitting right there. I'm not saying I'm getting old and worn out, but I make sure I'm nowhere near the curb on garbage day. Hey, you know, TikTok would be a great name for a dating app for senior citizens. Here's a random observation. If you switch just two letters, Fort Lauderdale becomes Fart Louderdale. Tell your 12-year-olds, when I was in school, I excelled at spelling bees. But then the words started getting a lot harder. Hey, Dave, what happens when a microscope crashes into a telescope?
They kaleidoscope.
My wife complained that I spend too much time on Facebook. It's ruining the way we communicate.
What'd you do?
I blocked her. My doctor asked me if I'm sexually active, and I said, well, if by that you mean how sometimes active volcanoes don't go off for like 50 years, yes, I'm active. Incidentally, the Speed Joke Submission Committee was given another naughty joke this week. They all said yes, and I backed out. I'm like,
wait, were you?
I thought the one about the schnauzer?
Yeah.
I said, I don't think so.
No, I mean, come on, we voted.
When I get to be king. Hey, Dave, I just bought a top-of-the-line hearing aid for $7,000.
What kind is it?
1040. We've done that one before. And finally, hey, Dave.
Yes.
I'm skimming past all the jokes I've decided not to tell today.
Right, you're missing some good ones.
Greg in Countryside, it may happen, but I'm not comfortable with it. I'm going to disavow any repercussions we give when we tell that joke. Hey, Dave, someone said you sound like an owl.
Who?
Exactly, they were right.